Yeah.
Wouldn't that kind of fall in your category of your motivation? You do something for the good of it, not for the recognition. You're motivated to do.
Right.
Because that's the good part of it.
Right, yeah. When you look at motivation, few people that are on the right path are motivated for the glory alone. But it's a side benefit of going forward. And when you go forward in service and you forget about the self, then glory will follow, right? But glory is just a natural evolution of doing the right thing. Eventually it will come. Yeah.
Just to clarify, I don't perceive you as having claimed any glory that isn't yours, but let's say for the sake of argument, if you come and teach me something, and then I teach somebody else, and somebody else said, well, that's some really cool stuff, and I acknowledge you as my teacher, you know, well, it actually came from Joseph. And I understand your reasoning for not revealing, you know, the source of your knowledge or your teacher or whatever, but at some point would the principle of glory demand that that person or that thing out there, that entity, receive some glory for having initiated a work through you?
Okay, well, let's suppose that that a teacher has a student and he teaches him something, but the teacher doesn't, for some purpose, doesn't want the information to come back. Well, maybe like in Nazi Germany, he may have an underground thing. He says, if this gets back that I'm teaching this, then I'll be lynched, you know. So don't tell anyone where this come from. In that case, the student may get some glory and he may say, well, I can't tell you where this come from. In that case, he's not taken glory unjustly in any case. But all the teachings that I have that are true, now there may be some error in my teachings, just like with anyone, but all my teachings which are true come from above. So I give all the glory to life above me for what I receive. But the thing is to not take glory to yourself that comes from, does belong to somebody else. And that's something I've always tried to abide by. Yeah.
So say in an instance that you have to, basically you live off of affirmation. You need others to affirm you, to tell you the good things about you so that you can feel okay as a human being. And the people around you don't know that. Are you taking glory unto yourself by telling others that this is what you need to be happy as a person? Does that make sense?
Okay, yeah, say it again.
Okay. So if, I don't know if you've ever read the five love languages.
I've heard of it, I don't think I've read it.
Well, there's five love languages. One of them is affirmations, that in order to feel loved by other people, you have to have affirmations from them to know that you're loved and that you're cared about. So I'm just saying, if you're in a circumstance where people don't know that they need to give you affirmations, but you know, are you taking glory by saying to them, I need you to tell me that I did a good job about this. I need you to tell me the good things about myself so that I know that you love me. Is that taking glory, or is that...
Well, if you are honestly telling somebody your needs, that's one thing. If
okay.
You're demanding, that's something else.
Okay, yeah, that makes
it's
sense.
It's just like in a relationship, if somebody hurts your feelings, if you just lash out, that's the wrong thing to do. But if you say, well, you know, you hurt my feelings when you said that, and you're completely honest about it, and you want them to kind of make things a little better, and if they cooperate, then things will get a little better.
Okay.
So...
Okay,
I've got a question about it. I'm just not quite sure how to ask it. Should I keep working on formulating it before I try it?
Yeah.
So do you?
Marie's been wanting to ask a question, too.
Oh, you guys ask.
Marie has a question.
No. What?
always have questions.
All right.
The word I get is grace, that Moses fell from grace, actually, when he forgot to give glory to God. So is it like a synonym to glory, grace?
Grace? Not really. Grace is merely where you kind of...
Grace is kind of where you, somebody does you wrong or whatever, and you give them some slack. Glory is where you merely give credit where credit is due. But with the realization, and this is the principle, is that you can't take glory to yourself, neither can one above you. Now let's go back to Stephen King. Let's say I'm Stephen King here, and I start out my address like this. Yeah, I'm Stephen King, written a few books, and some people think they're okay, and some people may not. And then somebody in the audience gets up and he says, Stephen King, you're the greatest writer I've ever read. Your last book, or the book Under the Dome, just kept me mesmerized throughout the whole thing. And somebody else may say, hey, I haven't read Under the Dome yet. Was it that good? Oh, man, it was really good. You got to read that book. So everybody says, well, I'm going to go buy Under the Dome. I've read some of his books, and everybody starts talking about how good they are, and poor old Stephen King's up here, and he can't hardly get in a word edgewise because everybody's giving him so much glory. And he likes it. You know, it's always nice to get some glory. Yeah. Now, you get glory the most when you don't go after it. It's like happiness. If you want to be a happy thing, you don't think, well, I'm going to do A, B, C today, and that's going to make me happy. That doesn't work that way. You just do what's natural, and you do the right thing, and pretty soon happiness will just be an after effect, or a benefit of the whole thing. And the same thing with glory. You don't think, well, I'm going to get lots of glory. I'm going to go out, and I'm going to do this work, and everybody's going to love me. That's not the motive. That's not the thing that motivates you. But what motivates you is doing the right thing, doing service, doing things that people will appreciate, and then you just know that it will come back to you. And when it does come back to you, it'll often come back to you at unexpected moments. Yeah.
Well, I know for me that you have to tell me if I'm thinking this right, that it's not that I want glory, that I want to help people, and so I want to know if what I've done has been of help. Otherwise, I want to find something else that does.
Right. Everything we do, we want it to have some value, right? And value is really the same as glory. Because if it has value, it's going to come back as glory, because people are going to say, hey, that changed my life. When I hear people read their mortal and say, hey, that changed my life, that makes me feel really good, you know? And that's a source of happiness for me when people say that. So I really appreciate things like that. But I can't force anyone to say that. I can't say, this changed your life, didn't it? You know, and even if it did, you'd think, you'd be hesitant to even say it then. But the right approach is to just be the servant. If you're the servant, then glory will come back to you. This is why the principle of glory is so important, is if glory doesn't come back in its rightful place, then something is amiss. Something is amiss in the chain. Because we have the chain from the lowest to the highest life, and glory flows up and down this chain. And if it's broken, then it produces a ripple in the force, so to speak, where the glory doesn't flow smoothly. And mankind is a big problem for the gods as they look down upon us, because we don't understand the principle of glory. So the glory doesn't manifest in the kingdom of God as much as it should, because we're a kink in the armor of God, so to speak. Because we want glory to ourselves. We want to be like Lucifer a little bit and take glory to ourselves. That was the difference between, it's the difference between the light brotherhood and the dark brotherhood. One of the differences is the dark brotherhood seek to take glory to themselves. The brotherhood of light are willing to pass the glory on to who deserves the glory. He who will give his life for my sake shall save it. The same with glory. He who seeks glory for its own sake will lose it. He who is willing to relinquish the glory and service will be given glory.